Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. I should say early evening, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in here. Let's go ahead, Austin, and dive into the three topics that you really need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Mayor Reeves has confirmed that the bids for the reimagined Palafox Street project have been surpassed. They surpassed that allocated $9 million budget. The city will need to secure an additional minimum of $240,000 to advance the initiative. The project includes enhancement to Palafox Street, spanning from Garden to Main Street. If the necessary funding is obtained, city officials want to start construction the first week of January.
Number two.
The trial of former Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Dr. Ben Brown is scheduled for May 4th. Brown was arrested in June of 2024 and charged with manslaughter related to the 2023 death of his wife. Hillary Brown experienced cardiac arrest while undergoing several procedures performed by her husband at his office in the Tiger Point area.
Number three.
The former Navy OLF 8 landing site located on Nine Mile Road has been rebranded as Outlying Fields. Tri-W developers are currently engaged in the due diligence process, assessing and gathering property data. The proposed plan involves dividing the project into five districts, which will include a central town hub.
All right. Knocking on the door of 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Hopefully, shouldn't have too much to tell you. The roads were looking pretty clear as we started to inch towards the end of the 5 o'clock hour, and that's how they're looking right now. Looking pretty vacant. If you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, hopefully they shouldn't hold you up for too long. Roads going pretty smoothly at this time. As for your weather, 79 degrees, low of 65 this evening. It's been sunny, mostly clear for the last several days, and that's what it was today. That's what it's going to be tomorrow and Friday as well. We won't see any rainfall chances until late Saturday night. Tomorrow's high sitting at around 86 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
6:15 News Radio 92.3. Big excitement this morning out at Pensacola International. Work has now begun on the new terminal. Local leaders were there for the groundbreaking. Airport Executive Director Matt Coughlin.
It's a great day to celebrate our path moving forward, and with the new terminal and modernization program here at the airport, it's going to be a huge project, a game changer for the community, and we're just glad to be here to afford people the choice in their travel options around this country and around the world. This is a great day for it.
Okay, the new terminal will have five gates and open doors for more nonstop flights, larger planes. The new terminal could be operational by the fall of 2027.
And something that will be operational tomorrow is the Pensacola Interstate Fair. That's right. The two-week event begins Thursday with Dollar Day. Admission and rides will only be $1 all day long. Our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, also holding their big lip-sync battle at 7 p.m. with obnoxiously large trophies being awarded to the winners. Admission is $14 for the rest of the 2 weeks, but Super Saver tickets are available at half price through today.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Texas couple facing child neglect charges in Walton County after allegedly leaving their six-month-old baby alone on Miramar Beach for nearly an hour. Matt Murphy has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Deputies in Walton County, Florida responded to Miramar Beach after reports of an unattended infant under a tent. Witnesses said the parents had walked away with three other children, leaving the baby behind. Good Samaritans cared for the child and alerted authorities. When the parents returned, police say they admitted they left the baby for a nap and claimed they lost track of time. The child was evaluated and found to be in stable condition. Brian and Sarah Wilkes of Houston were arrested and later released on bond. The Department of Children and Families took custody of all four children, and the case remains under investigation. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Rick Scott celebrating what he calls big wins for Florida. Senator Scott talked yesterday about the National Defense Authorization Act, or the NDAA. The Senate passed it last week, and Scott says it includes pay raises for our troops and $950 million for critical military construction projects throughout the state. He says the NDAA supports our troops and keeps future generations of Floridians and Americans safe.
The National Hurricane Center reporting that no tropical development is expected in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days, including the peninsula of Florida. The NHC continues to monitor three active tropical waves, including one projected to show increased organization by the end of the weekend. Forecasts indicate the weather conditions next week could direct the system northward toward the Bahamas.
And Ashley Moody wants details on what she calls an unprecedented collection of records and information on lawmakers. Senator Moody announced yesterday she and other Republicans want records relating to the FBI's efforts to secretly obtain phone data from members of Congress. The data was part of the FBI's Arctic Frost investigation under President Biden. In a joint statement, GOP lawmakers say that the Biden administration's blatant weaponization of the federal government should shock every American.
619 News Radio 92.3 Florida continues to lead the nation in executions. Here's Tom Rigotti.
A man convicted of the 1996 killings of two women whose bodies were left in a rural pond has been put to death in a record 14th execution in Florida this year. 72-year-old Samuel Lee Smithers was pronounced dead following a lethal injection at Florida State Prison near Stark Tuesday. Smithers was convicted in 1999 of two counts of first-degree murder and sentenced to death. When asked if he had a final statement, he responded, "No, sir." Florida is planning to carry out two more executions later this month and next. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Yeah, Florida's on a tear right now. 619, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and when we return, we'll get another quick check of your roads and weather for you, along with some hard-hitting national headlines to go along with it, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Thinking of refreshing your home for the holidays? Good news! Jonathan's Flooring can help. Now through the end of November, Jonathan's is offering a special deal. They'll paint any interior room, walls, and trim up to 12 by 12 feet for only $299, including paint. Select from a large variety of colors, and rest assured, Jonathan's delivers first-class workmanship. To set your home's refresh appointment, stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, just south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Shining like stars, because we're beautiful. We're beautiful right now. You're all.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When they look up at the sky, we'll be shooting stars just passing by. You'll be coming home with me tonight, and we'll be burning out like neon lights.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23, News Radio 92.3. The ongoing government shutdown is delaying the Social Security cost of living adjustment for over 70 million Americans. Here's Ted Linder.
This week, the announcement is now expected October 24th. The delay tied to the unreleased Consumer Price Index is making it harder for retirees to plan their finances. Advocates warn the projected 2.7% increase won't keep pace with rising costs. Some lawmakers are pushing to change how the numbers are calculated, factoring in expenses like health care. New benefit amounts will be shared in December, with changes taking effect January 1st. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
6:24, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Take a look at the weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Alrighty, luckily not too much going on from the roads, not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home this evening. As for your weather, sitting at around 79 degrees, going to be a low of 65 tonight. And then as for tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, just like we've been dealing with the past few days, high of 86. We won't see any rainfall chances come in until late Saturday evening.
Okay, the markets were a little mixed today, kind of a confusing market day. I wanted to pass on the numbers to you. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks ending mixed as investors focus on the latest batch of mostly upbeat earnings reports while monitoring trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Big banks continue to deliver robust earnings. Shares of Bank of America rose over 4% after posting a 23% jump in profit, becoming the latest major U.S. bank to benefit from the summer's mega deals on Wall Street. Morgan Stanley saw its profit surge 45% in what its CEO touted as an outstanding quarter. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, J.P. Morgan Chase and IBM, the Dow decliners, Travelers, Honeywell, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow down 17 points, the Nasdaq higher by 148, S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Despite a government shutdown, the federal tax extension deadline today. Hope you didn't forget it. Here's the details.
Regardless of the shutdown, the tax man is still on the job, and taxpayers who ask for an extension by the April 15th tax filing due date will have until today to file without penalties. Although the IRS confirmed over 34,000 employees, which is nearly half of its staff, were furloughed on October the 8th, the agency's shutdown contingency plan keeps some customer service agents at work. Around 19.8 million Americans requested extensions this year, according to an IRS report. If you miss today's filing date, the IRS will charge 5% of the amount due for each month or part of the month that is late, up to a maximum of 25%. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Temporary restraining orders blocking the deployment of National Guard troops to Portland are being extended. A federal judge issued the ruling Wednesday as the two orders were set to expire this week. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is considering a stay from the federal government that could allow the troops to be deployed.
Okay, the federal judge, I think it was the Ninth Circuit in Northern California, I think that's the one, signaling an order blocking federal workers from being terminated during the government shutdown. Jared Halpern at the White House this evening has more for us.
District Court Judge Susan Ilston is granting a temporary restraining order, putting on hold for now layoff notices to thousands of federal workers. At a hearing in San Francisco, the judge said evidence suggests the Trump administration is taking advantage of the lapse in government spending to assume all bets are off and that laws don't apply to them, calling the actions arbitrary and capricious. More than 4,000 government workers have already received reduction in force notices. The White House budget director says as many as 10,000 could be laid off and entire agencies closed. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And two teens being sentenced to probation for their role in an August attack on a former Doge staffer. The 15-year-old boy and girl duo were reportedly sentenced to 12 months and 9 months of probation, respectively, in a Washington, D.C. juvenile court. 19-year-old Edward Korestein was the victim of the attack, and he worked as an engineer at Doge from January until June. The judge instructed the teens, who are from Hyattsville, Maryland, not to contact each other or spend any time in D.C. outside of school, job, or family responsibilities.
There is a demand for the former Biden administration prosecutor, Jack Smith, we're talking about here, to testify. Ryan Smeltz has a story on News Radio 92.3.
In a letter first obtained by Fox News Digital, House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan wants to schedule an interview with Jack Smith over what Jordan alleges were partisan and politically motivated prosecutions of President Trump. Smith was the special counsel during the Biden administration who brought criminal charges against President Trump in the 2020 election and classified documents cases. Congressional Republicans have been sounding the alarm over the recent revelation that Smith allegedly subpoenaed phone records of GOP lawmakers. A representative for Smith had no comment. In Washington, Ryan Schmidt, Fox News.
And also, Zoran Mamdani says it's too early to give President Trump credit for the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire. In an interview with Fox News, the Democratic Socialist candidate for New York City mayor said he wants to see lasting peace before any credit's given. And he again said if he were elected, he would arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu if he came to New York based on a war crimes warrant from the International Criminal Court. Mamdani also reiterated his number one issue, if elected, is making New York City affordable for working-class people.
A judge dismissed a lawsuit Wednesday by young climate activist against President Trump's energy policy. Carmen Roberts following the story for us.
A federal judge in Montana throws out a lawsuit by youth activists challenging President Trump's pro-fossil fuel policies, citing lack of jurisdiction. The activists, including young people who won a landmark climate trial against the state of Montana, sued in federal court claiming the president's orders would worsen global warming, violating their constitutional rights. The judge said the plaintiffs had shown overwhelming evidence of their claims, but that the request was unworkable and should be addressed by lawmakers, not the courts. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Big weekend. Sure is. This Saturday, the Pensacola Humane Society is going to hold its annual Barktoberfest in Seville Square. The event offers pet adoptions and activities like obstacle courses, training demos, and dog races. Really, it's a lot of fun out there. I try to do it as much as I can. Last year, over 700 pets found homes as thousands attended that event. Always a lot of fun. Ready for some sports? You betcha. Coming up in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump continues to warn Hamas that if it doesn't abide with the peace agreement with Israel, there will be consequences.
We want the weapons to be given up, sacrificed, and they've agreed to do it. Now they have to do it. And if they don't do it, we'll do it.
Hamas says it won't give up control of Gaza unless it's been presented with ideas to forge a pathway to Palestinian statehood. President Trump isn't ruling out military action in Venezuela to target drug cartels. Fox's Jared Halpern's at the White House.
After several strikes targeting suspected drug-running boats in the Caribbean, President Trump says,
we're going to stop them by land also.
The president also acknowledged reports that he's authorized covert CIA operations inside Venezuela.
I think Venezuela is feeling heat, but I think a lot of other countries are feeling heat, too.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 17 points, but the Nasdaq gained 148. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. For the Penn State job, we've seen the speculation from Kurt Cignetti and Matt Rhule to Kenny Dillingham, Brent Key, Manny Diaz, and Eli Drinkwitz. Now the betting favorite is Joe Brady. Brady was instrumental in Ed Orgeron's national championship staff at LSU, and the last few years has been with Josh Allen. Bills owner Terry Pegula is also a massive Penn State booster. Is Brady a possibility for Penn State? Sure, but why not take a head coaching job in the NFL instead? I'm Zach Gelb.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
They've awarded more than 121,000 degrees. Their alumni network is more than 100,000 Argo strong and is a major driver of economic impact, generating approximately $1.4 billion in total annual sales. UWF is more than a university. It's a symbol of success. Tomorrow, 11:15 a.m., Interim President Manny Diaz delivers the 2025 State of the University speech. Hear it live on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Mayor D.C. Reeves has confirmed that the bids for the reimagined Palafox Street project have surpassed the allocated $9 million budget. The city will need to secure an additional minimum of $240,000 to advance the initiative. The project includes enhancements to Palafox Street, spanning from Garden to Main Street. If the necessary funding is obtained, city officials want to start construction in the first week of January.
Number two.
The trial of former Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Dr. Ben Brown. Scheduled for May 4th now, Brown was arrested in June 2024 and charged with manslaughter related to the 2023 death of his wife. Hillary Brown experienced cardiac arrest while undergoing several procedures performed by her husband at his office in the Tiger Point area of Gulf Breeze.
Number three.
The former Navy OLF-8 landing site located on 9 Mile Road has been rebranded as Outlying Fields. Tri-W Developers currently engaged in the due diligence process, assessing and gathering property data. The proposed plan involves dividing the project into five distinct districts, which will include a central town hub.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, FarmShare, a nonprofit organization and food bank, is going to host a food distribution event in Pensacola this week. FarmShare collaborates with local farmers to recover and distribute fresh produce. The event scheduled for Saturday at the Brownsville Assembly of God. That's over on West DeSoto Street.
And fire crews responded to Pine Forest High School for a high life hazard structure fire after visible smoke was reported inside the building. This happened yesterday. Everyone inside was evacuated as a precaution, and firefighters detected a haze and smoke upon entry. Crews discovered a burned electrical junction box but found no active flames, and luckily no injuries were reported.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Blake Snell struck out 10 in 8 scoreless innings of work in Game 1 of the NLCS. In Game 2, Yoshi Yamamoto was also incredible. He went the distance, throwing 111 pitches to beat the Brewers 5-1. LA heads back home with a 2-0 series edge over Milwaukee. Dodgers catcher Will Smith behind the plate for both gems.
It's been incredible. That's probably the two best back-to-back games pitched ever that I've seen. So just glad they're on our side.
All right, Brewers got a home run from leadoff man Jackson Churio on the very first pitch from Yamamoto. Milwaukee managed just 2 hits the rest of the way. ALCS continues tonight in Seattle. The Mariners have a 2-0 lead on the Blue Jays. Shane Bieber gets the call for Toronto as Seattle counters with George Kirby. Elsewhere, Alex Bregman plans to opt out of his contract with the Red Sox. Last offseason, if you recall, didn't find a home until the start of spring training when he agreed to a 3-year deal with Boston, obviously with opt-outs after the first 2 years. Hockey, the Rangers were shut out last night by the Oilers 2-0. New York has played 3 home games so far this season. They've failed to score a goal in any of them. That's an NHL first. Here's head coach Mike Sullivan.
You can't always control whether the puck is in the net or it doesn't, but I think if we just stay with it and we don't get discouraged, we just get determined here, we're going to be okay.
All right, Rangers will have to wait nearly a week for their next home game. They go on the road for games at Toronto and Montreal before returning to host Minnesota next Monday night. News from the NFL, former Jets center Nick Mangold, a 2-time All-Pro, said on social media he's got kidney disease and needs a transplant, type O blood. All right, for more scores, stories, and features, please go to foxsports.com. I'm Jay Berman.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And there's 2 games on the college football schedule tonight, both of which have gotten underway. Delaware heading to Alabama to take on Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State entering tonight's game 3-3 on the year. Delaware 3-2 with about 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jacksonville State up on the Blue Hens 7-0. Also got UTEP and Sam Houston. This game is a lot more significant than you think. UTEP's 1-5, Sam Houston 0-6. The Bearcats looking for their first win on the season, and UTEP just scored a touchdown in hopes of tying that game up with Sam Houston at 7 apiece. That's about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter for that one.
President Trump is threatening to pull next year's World Cup games out of Boston. That mayor has been going at it with President Trump for a while now. Chris DiMeo has more.
The president suggesting he'll work to pull the FIFA games if Mayor Michelle Wu doesn't curb crime. The president's comments coming after a group of people violently took over one of the city's streets, targeting police this week. Boston police say 100 people were involved in the takeover. President Trump says he'd call FIFA President Gianni Infantino to move the games if there are unsafe conditions. Chris DiMeo, Fox News.
And a pleasant surprise for a lot of us Floridians. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, number 1 in multiple NFL power rankings after Sunday's dominant win over the 49ers. The Tampa Bay defense racked up 6 sacks and 2 interceptions in the win. Quarterback Baker Mayfield continuing to lead a resilient squad offensively, even with several key injuries. The Bucs now head to Detroit for a Monday night football matchup against the 4-2 Lions.
Here's today's health news.
Hundreds of medical centers in 3 states are being affected amid a strike by thousands of healthcare workers. Tanya J. Powers has that story.
About 31,000 registered nurses, pharmacists, midwives, and other frontline Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers are on the picket lines, demanding better wages and more staffing to keep up with patient demand. Their 5-day strike kicked off on Tuesday and affects 500 medical centers and offices in California, Hawaii, and Oregon. They're asking for a 25% wage hike over 4 years, while the California-based healthcare company has countered with 21.5%. Kaiser says health clinics and hospitals will remain open during the strike, with some elective surgeries and procedures being rescheduled. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Protein powders earned a spotlight over possible high lead levels. Consumer Reports say it analyzed 23 protein powders and shakes and found more than two-thirds had more lead in a single serving than what experts say is safe to consume in a day. The FDA has no oversight over supplements like protein powders. Consumer Reports is asking the FDA to set strict limits.
Okay, Fox's Lisa Brady has more about how dogs could help you screen for cancer. Here you go.
This is House Call for Health. We all know it's important to stay on top of regular cancer screenings, but what if we could put it in the paws of experts? Using a beagle's remarkable sense of smell, health startup Spotted Early has created a test for people to get pre-screened for cancer and increase chances of early detection. In Spotted Early's initial clinical trials, they say the dogs detected cancer with 94% accuracy. The pups are picked for the job because their sense of smell is 100,000 times more sensitive than ours. To even be considered, each beagle has to be trained as a sniffer dog already, then go through a rigorous training process. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And since we're talking about cancer, a new study shows cancer patients will increase their chances of living longer if they quit smoking. Who would have thought? Researchers monitored more than 13,000 cancer patients and found 13% smoked. Those who kept smoking had nearly twice the risk of dying within 2 years compared to those who quit. The research was published in the Journal of the National Comprehensive Cancer Network. Lead researcher Dr. Stephen Tomasi says future cancer care must treat smoking cessation not as an optional extra, but as a core part of the treatment plan.
It was a real important day today. Open enrollment for Medicare began. Tanya J. Powers has more on the subject from New York this afternoon.
During open enrollment, beneficiaries can make changes to their Medicare plans, including switching between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. They can also add or drop coverage like Medicare Part D for prescription drugs. The government shutdown should not affect open enrollment because it is covered under mandatory government spending. However, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid has furloughed many of its employees, so people will likely have longer wait times to get questions answered. Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th. For more information, go to Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
6:45, 15 away from 7. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Looking at that traffic and weather today.
Yeah, we've got some minor backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time, so thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so. We had a pretty busy afternoon leading up to this point, so let's keep it easy. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 65. That's very easy going. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 86. Sunny, mostly clear, like what we've been dealing with these past few days. Not going to have any rainfall chances until Saturday night. They're going to start at around 30% come Sunday, looking more like 50%.
Here's a national snapshot for you. Calmer weather is moving in to much of the U.S. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your Fox weather forecast.
A fairly quiet weather pattern has set up across the country before the next storm system ramps up. The risk of heavy rain and flooding has subsided for Southern California after yesterday's deluge. They're still on alert for mudslides and debris flows despite the calmer weather. Showers and thunderstorms will fire up over the Plain States and the Upper Great Lakes through Thursday, while heavy snow is still piling up over the Sierra Nevada region and the Rockies. Some of this energy will travel eastward and bring stronger storms through the weekend for the eastern half of the U.S. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Think about it. 69 days and counting before Christmas. Shoppers bracing for higher prices as we head into the peak holiday shopping season. Here's Lillian Wu.
Expecting the economy to weaken in the year ahead, according to a Deloitte survey of some 4,000 people. The number of pessimistic respondents growing to 57% from 30% last year. That's the most negative economic outlook since Deloitte began tracking it in 1997, and even tops results from 2008 during the Great Recession. Average anticipated spending just under $1,600. That's 10% less than last year on holiday items, which 77% expect will cost more than last year. The group slashing spending the most, Gen Z, those 18 to 28, planning to spend roughly 34% less than last holiday season. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A federal judge today is blocking the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the ongoing government shutdown. That order arrives 5 days after the administration issued reduction in force notifications to more than 4,000 federal workers. The Social Security Administration says that its annual announcement setting next year's cost of living adjustment will be delayed due to that shutdown. Annually, the SSA adjusts benefits for its 75 million recipients based on current inflation data. Bank of America today posting third quarter results that exceeded analysts' expectations on stronger than expected investment banking revenue. Shares have gained around 14% this year and were up 4.3% today. Stocks were mixed, with the Dow falling 17 points, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both up slightly. Crude oil futures under $59 a barrel. That's your money now.
Okay, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. President Trump is directing the Pentagon and White House budget officials to ensure military members are getting paid during the shutdown. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A lapse in pay for active duty military personnel presents a serious and unacceptable threat to military readiness, President Trump says, ordering in a national security memo for the Pentagon and the White House budget office to use unspent funds to pay service members. The order says funds used for military pay and allowances during the government shutdown should be those that are determined to have a reasonable and logical relationship to pay for military personnel. The Coast Guard falls under the Department of Homeland Security. Secretary Kristi Noem has indicated Coast Guard members will also be paid during the shutdown. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Average American new car buyers are paying record high amounts. According to Kelley Blue Book, the average buyer paid just over $50,100 in September, which is the first time the figure has ever topped the $50,000 mark. The record high is being paid despite automakers and dealers offering new discounts and incentives.
The Justice Department has seized a record $15 billion in Bitcoin in the largest forfeiture in U.S. history. Gary Baumgartens on News Radio 92.3.
Agents targeted the Prince Holding Group in connection with a crypto scam based out of Cambodia, but they are still looking for the 37-year-old ringleader who is charged with running forced labor scam compounds across the country, where workers were violently disciplined. Images of beatings included in the unsealed indictment, prosecutors say the company was a front for one of Asia's largest criminal enterprises. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
iHeartMedia CEO Bob Pittman says people have more trust in getting their news from radio than they do from social media. Pittman said there's more trust in radio simply because it's real humans delivering the information. The CEO said even though AI usage is increasing rapidly, most want media that's human-created. Pittman added it's hard to tell what's authentic and what's not these days, but that's not the case when it comes to radio.
One of Detroit's big three automakers commits to a massive multi-billion dollar investment. It's big. Here's CJ Pava.
Stellantis reveals plans to invest $13 billion to grow its business in the United States. The four-year plan will increase the car and truck manufacturing behemoth's domestic manufacturing footprint. It's the largest investment in the company's history and will lead to the introduction of five new vehicles. Plus, it's expected to create more than 5,000 jobs at plants in Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. The next generation Dodge Durango, expected to be built in Detroit. The Belvedere, Illinois plant will reopen for production of two new Jeep vehicles. In Kokomo, Indiana, facilities will make an all-new four-cylinder engine. CJ Papa, Fox News.
651, News Radio 92.3. A college in Kansas is now offering one-of-a-kind program that allows students to earn bachelor's degrees in auto restoration. A lot of money in this business. Max Gordon reports from McPherson, Kansas.
We are diving right into auto restoration here at McPherson. 23 different cars that they are currently restoring, some really cool ones. This is a 1930 Franklin, and then over here we've got a 1932 Ford Hot Rod. It's been all chopped up, a really cool program, and we talked to some students all about it.
Coming from high school, you know, you might have one or two friends that kind of like cars, but maybe not quite as obsessed as you. And then you come here and everybody's just like you.
I knew I liked working on cars. I knew I liked working on old cars specifically. And there's no other program like this one. So in my head, this is the only place I could have possibly gone.
McPherson students are learning skills that are very much in demand. According to a study from TechForce, the U.S. will need hundreds of thousands of new automotive technicians over the next several years.
6:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get you one final check at the roads and weather this evening, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to send you off into the Wednesday night on a smooth, calming note right here on News Radio 92.3.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Call your name. I'll hold you close. Victory. I don't want to tame your animal style. You won't be caged from the cold wire. Shooting at the walls of heartache. Bang, bang. I am the warrior.
6:55, five away from seven. News Radio 92.3. Bang, bang. I am the warrior. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in Wednesday afternoon. Austin is really checking out that traffic and weather this afternoon. And it's looking pretty good, isn't it? Really, no problems.
Yeah, at our last check, there was just some minor backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that has since cleared out. So I think this is the first time all evening I can say there is nothing going on the roads from what I can see. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. Thank you so much for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, 79 degrees, low of 65. Going to be sunny, clear skies tomorrow. May see a little bit of clouds come in on Friday, but we're not going to have any rainfall chances until late Saturday night, sitting at around a 30% chance. And come Sunday, going to be as high as 50.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, the United States passport isn't as powerful as it used to be compared to other countries. Here's Chris Foster.
Passport gets you into 180 countries without a visa, tied for 12th place on the annual Henley Passport Index. The first time in its 20-year history out of the top 10, it was the most powerful a decade ago. Singapore's is now, with visa-free entry to 193 out of 227 destinations worldwide, followed by South Korea and Japan. Afghanistan's is the weakest passport, with access to just 24 countries. Henley's a London-based residency and citizenship consulting firm. Its list of the most open nations has the U.S. in 77th place, allowing visa-free access to people from 46 countries. That lack of reciprocity contributes to some countries making it harder for Americans to get in. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Britney Spears pushing back against allegations her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, made in his new memoir. Claims from Federline's upcoming memoir, You Thought You Knew, include accusations of the singer watching their kids sleep while holding a knife in her hand and voicing concerns that she's racing towards something irreversible. However, the pop star is rejecting such claims, and a representative has slammed them, noting that the comments come as Federline no longer receives child support for their two sons. The rep also added that Spears already detailed her journey in her own 2023 memoir, The Woman in Me.
It's been a while since we've heard the phrase, "Let's go, Brandon," but a free speech dispute involving the saying on T-shirts playing out in Michigan. Here's Tom Rigotti.
The phrase became an online sensation in 2021, not long after former President Biden took office. NASCAR fans were chanting a vulgar phrase about Biden, but a network TV sports reporter at the time claimed they were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," and an internet meme was born. The phrase appeared on T-shirts, and two boys in Michigan wore them to Tri-County Middle School in 2022 after getting them for Christmas. School administrators ordered the boys to remove the shirts. Their parents filed suit, claiming the school violated the boys' First Amendment rights. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday in favor of the school. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The Black Phone 2 looking to scare up millions at the box office this weekend. The sequel starring Ethan Hawke as a serial killer called The Grabber is looking to make $23 to $29 million in its debut. The first Black Phone debuted with $23 million in 2021. Meanwhile, Good Fortune starring Keanu Reeves is eyeing $6 to $8 million in its first outing.
The band Perry, with original roots over Mobile, is now down to one of its original members. Michelle Bellino has the report. If I
die young. Reed Perry is leaving the band Perry after 20 years, making his sister Kimberly the group's only remaining original member. He posted the news on Instagram, writing in part that he'll now focus on managing other artists, including The Voice alum Ryan Coleman. Kimberly Perry wished her brother well, writing, "Reed, wishing you the most wonderful successes in your new era. Love you, brother." The band Perry, formed by siblings Kimberly, Reed, and Neil, broke out in 2010 with If I Die Young and went on to win a Grammy for Gentle on My Mind. The group announced a hiatus in 2023 as they each pursued solo projects. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Australia's highest court upholds a ban on Candace Owens entering that country. Chris Foster's back with more.
Candace Owens, the conservative activist and political commentator, had a speaking tour scheduled in Australia last November, but was refused a visa by Australia's Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke. He says Owens fails the country's so-called character test and would incite discord with what he calls her extremist, controversial, and conspiratorial views. Three high court judges unanimously reject Owens' challenge to the ban and order her to pay the government's court costs. Burke took away the rapper Kanye West's Australian visa in May after the release of his song Heil Hitler. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, that's wrapping it for Chris Bryan and Austin Price. News Radio 92.3. We'll do it again tomorrow at 4. Have a great evening.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.